Good evening, I'm John Yang. After Israel and Hezbollah traded cross-border attacks early today, each side signaled there'd be no further escalation, for now. Before dawn, about 100 Israeli warplanes struck more than 40 Hezbollah targets in southern Lebanon. Israelis said it thwarted an attack. Lebanese officials said three people were killed and two others hurt. Short time later, Hezbollah fired a barrage of missiles and drones toward Israel, hitting, the group said, a military intelligence site. An Israeli Navy officer was killed and two other service members wounded. At a cabinet meeting this morning, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the operation was a success.
What happened today is not the end of the story. Hezbollah tried to attack the state of Israel with rockets and drones early in the morning. We instructed the IDF to carry out a powerful preemptive strike to remove the threat. The IDF destroyed thousands of short-range rockets, and they were all intended to harm our citizens and our forces in the Galilee.
Hezbollah's leader warned that precision missiles may be used in the future as the group tries to stop the aggression in Gaza. Efforts to reach a negotiated ceasefire in Gaza pressed ahead today in Cairo. In Germany, a 26-year-old man turned himself into police, saying he carried out Friday night's knife attack in Solingen that killed three people and wounded eight others. Authorities say the man is a Syrian citizen who had applied for asylum in Germany and that he was motivated by the extremist group, the Islamic State. Russian missiles are hammering Ukrainian border towns as Ukraine's forces inch farther into Russian territory. In southern and eastern Ukraine, four people were killed and nearly 40 others injured in Russian strikes. While Ukraine's Air Force said its defense systems intercepted most of the missiles, some found their targets. A hotel housing a group of journalists was heavily damaged. Hurricane Hone passed just south of Hawaii, dumping about a foot of rain on the south side of the Big Island, enough to extinguish fears of wildfires from the storm's winds. The island still faces other dangers, flooded roads, rough surf, and rip currents. Another storm, Hurricane Gilma, is still far to the east of Hawaii. It's forecast to weaken before it reaches the islands. And New York Yankees jersey worn by Babe Ruth has set a record for the most expensive sports collectible. It's the jersey Ruth had on when, according to legend, he called his home run during the 1932 World Series. When a six-hour bidding war ended at 5:30 this morning, an anonymous buyer had the winning bid of $24 million. An auction house official called it the Mona Lisa of sports memorabilia. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why more people and money are needed to fight U.S. wildfires and the growth of American megachurches.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.